Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
You're back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if we are going into the second week of July, that means school starts for some anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. So I don't know if the country has their act together, but many parents are still wondering if their kids should go back to school. They're wondering what their school district is going to do in terms of school and distance learning and virtual learning. Well, the CDC came out about an hour ago saying, guys, get your kids back to school, and here's some guidance. So this is breaking news, and this is their guidance, which kind of follows what they told us adults that we could do. So first and foremost, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. So if a teacher's vaccinated, if a kid has been vaccinated, they don't have to wear a mask. Now, again, are the schools going to tell which kid is, you know, vaccinated or not? The average kid, okay, you know, is probably going to do what they need to do, so they still stay cool, they still hang out with their friends. And so if they go to school wearing a mask because their mommy said, look, you weren't vaccinated, so you need to wear a mask, and they get off the school bus, and all their friends are sitting there smoking in the boys' room, you know, and they feel like an idiot wearing a mask, they're going to take off the mask. So at least from the school standpoint, they're giving the go-ahead for schools to be a little bit more lax on the masks if they're vaccinated. If a child is unvaccinated, they have to wear a mask. Up to the school if they want to figure it out or not. So that's already similar to what the CDC has guided us already as adults that have been vaccinated, and those 16 and older and now 12 and older. So with the Pfizer vaccine, so those who have been vaccinated do not need to wear masks indoors, outdoors. Those who haven't been vaccinated are still urged to take precautions despite the variant. They also want desks at least 3 feet away. Now, if I remember in school, even when the schools were overcrowded, there was still that distance because the desk was kind of big. As I got bigger, the desk got smaller. Remember those little Baskin Robbins sort of desks where it's not a full desk, but it's just enough to hold an 8x11 piece of paper? If you have something like that, you're really going to have to measure out 3 feet apart. But the average desk is at least a foot to 2.5 feet apart, so I think that'll be fine. They want consistent and correct mask use by people who are not fully vaccinated. They recommend schools maintain at least 3 feet of physical distance between students within the classrooms, combined with indoor mask wearing by people who are not fully vaccinated. When it is not possible to maintain a physical distance of at least 3 feet, such as when schools cannot fully reopen while maintaining these distances, it is important to layer multiple other prevention strategies, such as indoor masking. So what that means by the CDC is if the school is like, I can't do the 3 feet, we don't have the square footage, we don't have the resources, it's not going to work, the CDC is like, fine, still open, just use other measures, other preventative measures. That's basically the CDC and the Biden administration saying, we're done with kids not being in school. Figure it out. So they are giving the schools that leeway. All right? They want screening, testing, ventilation, hand washing, respiratory etiquette. Respiratory etiquette is not going, you know, like spitting all over people. So I guess kids are going to have to learn respiratory etiquette on top of other things. They're supposed to stay home when they're sick and get tested. They're supposed to be contact tracing, quarantine, isolation, disinfection. These are among the multiple layers of prevention. Students, teachers, and staff should stay home when they have signs of infectious illness. Many schools serve children under the age of 12 who are not eligible for vaccination, so they want to make sure that they still have all these other preventative strategies for the unvaccinated kids, which means fifth grade, well, those under fifth grade are probably all going to be in masks until the vaccine gets approved for the younger kids. If somebody decides to inspect a third grade classroom and some of the kids aren't wearing a mask because, like, yeah, I'm vaccinated, they're not going to buy that. So that means grade school and early middle school are going to probably be vaccinated. Those fifth graders, though, I don't know how honest they're going to be about having been vaccinated or not. Now, these are not groundbreaking rules. These are things that I think we do understand. That these are things that have kind of already been in the language. But what's really kind of indicative of this, and what I think we're getting, is that the CDC is done with the kids being home. They also want schools to make sure there's plenty of sick leave, and I think they want to make sure that there's paid sick leave for employees to get vaccinated and excusing absences for students to get vaccinated. And so they really want to encourage the, you know, if a teacher's like, you know, I need to take off Friday because I need to go and get a vaccine, right? The school can't, you know, mess with them on that. Although most teachers should have been vaccinated by now. Same thing with a kid. If a kid wants to play hooky, right, and skip a test, and they go, yeah, but I'm getting my COVID vaccine. They only get 2 days they could do that if they're doing the Pfizer double dose. Okay, that's it. Okay, they can't be taking off 5 midterms. So, I'm a fan of this. I support this. I think kids need to get back in school. I'm tired of hearing about kid suicide. I'm tired of hearing about kid depression. I'm tired of seeing kids fall behind. Education-wise, they really didn't learn like they should have on a iPad or a computer with the cats and dogs and, you know, Netflix is, you know, in the background. Was it the teacher's fault? The teachers did a killer job busting their butts and doing everything they could to try to teach the kids. But it's so different when somebody's in the classroom. You know, I've taught in a whole variety of different venues, whether it's with Sunday school, whether it was classes at grade school or at a camp or at a medical school. And people watching videos, they tune out. But when you get to call on them, which is why I urge all teachers to know their students' names, and when you get to engage them and you get to have people participate in the learning, they learn. Right? You can't just be talked to. You can't just plan on listening. People learn by, look at us with stoves. Okay, you know, your mommy told you fire will burn you. You're like, yeah, I get it. Once you burn yourself with fire, you get it. So learning is a in-person process that involves all the senses. So I'm glad the CDC is moving forward. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALIA, 1-877-DOCTALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, scientists for years have tried to figure out why women as a whole outlive men. It's not just in America. It's in almost every country throughout the globe. Women seem to have a longer life expectancy than men. Now, as my father used to say, it's because, you know, they're married to your mother. But, like, no, it's not my mom's fault. It's not my fault. The men in my family don't live long. They blame the women in the family, but no, it's a it's an unfortunate reality that the male species seems to not live as long as the female species. And scientists have been trying to work to figure this out. Well, one study suggests a fix. Castration. Now, I'm not saying humans go and get castrated. I don't even want to see animals get castrated. But I got to tell you, I think my cat, okay, it's spayed and neutered, right? Neutered is for the boys, spayed is for the girls. So Shaky Boo, he went through his nine lives. And I think he's been neutered and no testicles. And man, he's still around. You know, so there might be something to that. By the way, easy study. If you want to see if castration is an issue and affects it, then take a look at animals who've been spayed and neutered and see how, you know, their longevity. Well, in this particular study, sorry guys, I am not urging this. I want men to keep their if I had testes, I would want them. If I had male genitalia, I would treat that better than any valuable I have. That's why they call them the jewels. So last thing I would want is to see anybody lose any of their testicles or any of their male genitalia. So apparently a study at the University of Otago, they looked at sheep and how they age. And they found the epigenetic clocks of male sheep to tick faster than the females. So you got the biological clock, and then you got the epigenetic clock. And apparently a dude's epigenetic clock goes faster. But when they castrated, when the male sheep were castrated, they seemed to have similar DNA methylation patterns as you. Is it ooze or use? E-W-E-S. Ooze? Use. Let's just call them ooze, okay? As ooze. Team believes that male hormones play a role in accelerating biological aging. Now, apparently, there's this animal named Shrek. Okay, it's a ram named Shrek. He's from New Zealand, and he notably lived to age 16, which is 6 years longer than what animals usually live to. So they believe that the removal of the testes allowed them to live 60% longer because it delayed the aging of DNA, and methylation is a process that can help them determine that. So women and ooze or use, sorry guys, tend to outlive men and rams respectively. So is an ooh or a you a female ram? I need to look this up. I am so sorry, guys. What is a ooh? I'm sorry. And Jason, if you know how to pronounce ooh or you, let me know. I'm looking up what an ooh is. Oh, it's a you. It's a you. It's not an ooh. Okay, so E-W-E is a you. And a you is a adult female sheep, and a ram. Oh man, see, okay, there you go. Okay, why can't girls be called rams? Why do they have to be called an ooh or a you? That's ridiculous. Okay, you know, I understand we need to make a lot of progress, you know, in terms of sexism and in terms of equality. But if you got two sheep and you got a cool name like a ram or a raider or a cowboy, right, or a packer, let the girl of the species, the female species, be called that, not a you. That's ridiculous. Okay, it's a you. So anyway, so the team said that the methods they used could be applied to allow farmers to tell which sheep will live longer and by extension to be more productive. It may also provide a DNA analysis-based means to determine when meat sold in the supermarket as succulent lamb is really mutton in disguise. I don't know the difference between lamb and mutton. If it's meat, I'm going to eat it. So basically, how the study was conducted was there was an epigeneticist, Victoria Sugru, that rhymes with you, of the University of Otago, New Zealand. And they said that both farmers and scientists have known for some time that castrated male sheep live on average much longer. However, this is the first time anyone has looked at DNA to see if it also ages slower. So basically, they compared how DNA ages in different sheep. The team created an epigenetic clock, which serves as a measure of biological aging based on the presence of chemical tags. Once they had analyzed a large number of the animals in order to calibrate their clock, the team was able to compare how castrated and intact males age. Okay, so what? All right. So here's the thing. This is what guys want to know. All right. Men would like to live longer. But if I ask the average man, I don't think one of them would raise their hand and offer their testicles. I think they might sacrifice vegetables. They might sacrifice chores. They're not going to sacrifice the testicles. So I think it is a sick joke that the only way a guy is going to be able to find longevity in life is if he gives up the one thing he really, really loves. I don't know. Maybe guys don't love them. On the flip side, I talk about how, you know, I would be really, really appreciative of having male genitalia. You know, you could pee standing up. It's easier to pee in the shower. But on the flip side, that's got to be hard. It's got to be hard to ride a horse, to ride a bike, ride a motorcycle. I really don't know how guys do it. You know, breasts are tough enough because, you know, they're always, like, in the way. Yeah. So, but testicles are a lot smaller. If I had breasts the size of testicles, I'd get a lot more done. I'd also be a lot faster on the track, but be able to get some better workouts in. But I can understand that those sort of pendulous organs are not in the most ideal place. So I feel for dudes. I think it's got to be tough to have testicles. But the question still lies, why do women live longer on average? Now, some people might think, and it would be a very sexist thing to say, that women do less than men. That, well, women aren't, you know, in construction like men are, and women aren't flying the planes like men are, and women aren't driving in the cars as much. They're home, and they're, you know, okay, you know, maybe the olden days, okay, pre-World War II, you could maybe get away with that, but there are women pilots, there's women doctors, we are putting ourselves at very similar risk, and the life expectancy still, look at even COVID. Even with COVID, men seem to die more with COVID. Now, ovarian cancer, breast cancer, yeah, it'll hit women more. But heart disease, lung cancer, everything across the board seems to hit men harder. I mean, not multiple sclerosis, but we'll talk about it. I mean, there's certain things, but on the whole, so is it the way the X chromosome offers protection? Is it estrogen? Is it that the way a man clogs his arteries is much different and more deleterious than the way a female clogs her arteries? You know, men and female clog their arteries differently. Could it be the way there's protective mechanisms in place? The female's job on earth in the animal kingdom is to make sure she could protect her young. And so there's a lot of protections built inside of a female that might not go away after she reaches childbearing maturity or inability to bear children. Our ovaries dry up. So these are mechanisms that are still being studied. Right now, they think they've narrowed it down to some place on the X chromosome or the estrogen or something, you know, or, I don't know, our abilities to, you know, maybe express our emotion and cry and communicate more and talk to our friends and maybe release some stress, whereas maybe guys are more pressure cookers. But, you know, I really believe that there are built-in mechanisms that, such as like a man's immune system. Remember we spoke about how men aren't babies when they're sick? Women always accuse men of being babies when they're sick. I think men get hit harder. I think pain hurts them more. I think when they get the fever, when they get the inflammation, it's just more dramatic. And I think it's because women have those protective layers such that if they're pregnant, it doesn't affect the baby as much. That's just my guess. So definitely don't do anything, you know, to your testicles, please. Although that would be interesting if you add an additional testicle of that and gives you more longevity in life. Not sure. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Haiti is on edge as conspiracy theories about the president's assassination fill the vacuum. CNN's Matt Rivers is in Port-au-Prince.
This audio recording that CNN has not been able to independently verify allegedly captures the moment when the assassins gained access to the private presidential residence the night of the attack. Officials say the men posed as U.S. drug enforcement agents to get in. As police clean up the scene of a shootout they had with some of the assassins, all that remains, burned out cars, bullet holes, and bloodstains.
A Confederate monument that helped spark a violent white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, has been hoisted off its stone pedestal. Work to remove the statue of General Robert E. Lee began early Saturday morning. This is USA Radio News. The Miami-Dade County Courthouse will begin undergoing repairs immediately after a review prompted by the deadly collapse of a nearby condominium building found that safety concerns exist within the courthouse, officials said. A joint statement from multiple leaders released late Friday said an engineer's report recommended floors 16 and above be closed to staff at the courthouse. The leaders decided all courthouse employees would go back to working from home. CNN spoke with rescue worker Battalion Chief Nicole Knott about the search for survivors. She was asked what it's like to keep digging for survivors.
I feel like I'm physically digging, but I'm also emotionally digging for more strength to continue. I bring back into mind the families and friends.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is an interesting message I received, and they want to be anonymous. Apparently, this mother has a son, or this is the father. Parents have a son, and the son has a best friend. And the best friend, the parents believe is gay. And they think that the best friend is, quote-unquote, trying to, quote, convert their son to to being gay, and the son is confused about his sexuality, and they want to know how to approach it and approach the friend. Now, this is something that is interesting. Usually, right, we would think, you know, parents just, you know, all right, just back off, you know, let kids be kids. But this is, it was a very interesting term they used in terms of convert. And so one thing about sexuality is I don't think you can convert anyone. There's been a lot of debate on if you can lead somebody to heterosexuality, homosexuality, bisexuality. What I do believe in is you can fall in love with somebody and you can become attracted to somebody and you can garner that relationship and then you can become close and physical. But in terms of what somebody wants and what somebody enjoys and maybe has more of an affinity towards, I don't believe that's something that is manipulable. Does that make sense? So there are people and there are couples out there that, you know, are male, 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 female, female, male, female, bisexual, bisexual, asexual. There's a whole variety of combinations and these couples make it work. And then there's some where they're together and it just doesn't work. So the question then comes, which is something that they had asked, is this a concern where somebody gay can try and convert somebody else to be gay? And I don't believe so. Now, I have heard stereotypes where somebody thinks that if there is somebody who is gay, whether they're lesbian, whether they're homosexual male, that if they run into you, they will try to have sex with you. And no. But what does happen with any heterosexual, homosexual, etc., is people put out feelers. How many times has somebody tried to press the envelope with me? Male, female, and they see if there's a bite. Now, people have made such a big deal if it's a gay man flirting with another man, but men flirt all the time, and so do females. And so when somebody tries to say and capitalize on, okay, this is only something where gay men are going to pursue other men and try to make you gay, no. It's just there are people that are very, very flirtatious. And somebody could say the same thing about a heterosexual man coming up to a female and trying to quote-unquote convert her to have sex with him, and she may not even be interested in men or him. So I think we need to kind of get it out of our heads that somebody who has an affinity for one sex or another is going to try and it has that power to make somebody turn heterosexual, homosexual, etc. Okay, we have established that these conversion classes that parents have enrolled their kids in to turn them from gay to straight doesn't work, and it's cruel. Same thing. You don't have people out there that can convert if somebody does have an interest or an affinity. And they fall for somebody and that person they want to become close to, that, again, that's not a conversion. That's somebody had those feelings. So I guess, you know, maybe these parents or maybe some parents are concerned that if their child does have certain thoughts or affinities or cravings, that one person could put them, I guess, to one side versus the other. And having been in plenty of relationships, okay, and I know women, a lot of women joke saying, yeah, I turned them gay, you know, because a lot of our friends end up coming out after we date them. And so we think, yeah, well, we turned them gay. I don't think I have ever dated anybody who, you know, was so disgusted by, by the female gender represented by me that they decided not to have sex with females. I don't believe that is possible. I really believe that people will want to become close and want to be intimate with somebody they fall in love with. And they could fall in love with the male, they could fall in love with the female, etc. And so, kids and the adolescents and them going through, their identity and their questioning, where their role is. I think we are starting to simplify things for kids in terms of saying you don't have to be straight, you don't have to be gay. It is okay to not know what you want. I forget, there's a political figure's daughter who says they are asexual. I forget who that is. And they came out, and I don't know if it was one of Biden's daughters. I don't know. I have to double check. And she had come out saying, I'm not into sex. I'm not into being intimate with somebody. That's a huge thing. There are a lot of people out there that would rather just be intimate with themselves than have somebody else there. One thing that doesn't get spoken of is there's many people that don't climax when they're with others. They can only climax with themselves. And so they go through the act, and they're married, and they do that, but they prefer sex alone. In fact, that's so common, that's why there is such a huge porn industry, as many people sometimes prefer and more often have sessions that are just with themselves. So the point I'm trying to make is, as we start to move towards not compartmentalizing and not labeling, what I recommend for anybody whose child is concerned and questioning, what they are and who they are and what they want, make sure they have somebody to talk to. And it doesn't have to be a family member. It doesn't have to be an uncle or aunt, a counselor, somebody at school, a physician, or a medical provider. But one thing that I urge any parent is to not stigmatize a child for feeling confused. And maybe we need to get rid of the term confused. Maybe there are kids out there that they just don't know what they like. They don't know who they like. They might be attracted to the bully. They might be attracted to their teacher. They might be attracted to, somebody sitting next to them in class. And so they're learning. The adolescent is when the hormones are raging, and that's when they are becoming sexually mature, going through puberty. And so they are going to have a lot of questions. They're going to have a lot of guilt. And so many people, maybe many families with their religious upbringings and cultural upbringings might not foster a means for somebody to talk about it with somebody. And so it needs to be an objective person, and it needs to be somebody outside the family sometimes, and hopefully a professional that can help guide them and let them know that if they are confused and if they are having feelings for somebody, how they could figure out if those feelings are sexual versus, they're a buddy, they're a... Because I think some people, they just don't understand their feelings. 1-877-DR-OLLIE, don't go away.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the entire east and southeast portion of Massachusetts are currently under tropical storm warnings. Tropical storm Elsa is still with us, fast moving, but still bugging a good part of the country. Flash flood warning has been issued for the Boston area as well as Middlesex, Worcester, Norfolk, and Bristol counties until later this afternoon. Elsa is quickly moving, but they are seeing some pretty heavy rain, pretty heavy winds. Coastal waters and surging. Apparently, seas have had some swells of 10 to 20 feet offshore. And it's going to, looks like, make a beeline to Nova Scotia. But hopefully leave America and the U.S. by the end of today. But I don't know if you saw some of the video and some of the pictures. But apparently, in New York, they had some major, major flooding. You saw jet skis, people using jet skis, apparently in the subways, huge troughs of water and flooding, and it just was, sadly, it was pretty devastating, a mess. In fact, I think they're having issues with rats now, as rats are trying to take cover, and rats will go to dry land, so people will possibly find rats. They have a huge rat problem, and so they might have rats now coming into their apartments. And so, you know, with flooding, there's always, unfortunately, risk of infection, risk of people not being able to have their hygiene. The water is dirty, and it's sadly not the most ideal situation. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez blames, quote, fossil fuel executives on Tropical Storm Elsa. Apparently, through New York City, the winds were about 50 miles per hour. Again, I understand that we all have our place and we have to fight pollution and we have to not litter and save our planet, but it's just when I see these acts of nature, you know, like the Galveston hurricane of 1900 that killed over 10,000 people, I don't think it was global warming caused by people that did that. I just don't. So they say New Yorkers have resorted to jet skis to get around right now. Thunderstorms caused widespread flash flooding across New York City with waist-high water, deluging Washington Heights subway station. Cops had to be deployed to rescue stranded motorists. Massive sustained winds from the storm peaked near 50 miles per hour as it moved through New York City and Long Island, according to the National Hurricane Center. Several roads in the Bronx and Manhattan were closed Friday, up to 6 inches of rain predicted to some in some areas. And then, of course, you know, whenever there's some sort of natural disaster, somebody's going to bring up politics. So I really believe that our moving forward, okay, with anything that we do, from a climate or weather or health or public health, is a slowing down on the rhetoric, a slowing down of the pushing a conservative or liberal ideology. And to have Republicans and Democrats and independents and maybe meteorologists and scientists and physicians and people who are not, let's say, politically motivated, to sit down and say, what is the best way to manage some of the things that are coming our way? For example, the drought we're going to be talking about in California. In California, they're already restricting, they're asking for voluntary water restrictions we're going to talk about. And there was an earthquake on, I believe, the California-Nevada border up north. And flooding and hurricanes. And natural disasters affect, they've affected us, forest fires. These are things that have been with us since the dawn of time. If they are starting to become a little bit more frequent, if the West is getting so hot and the South to the point that it's unlivable, right? What are we going to do collectively? I get that you want to deal with the root causes of things. I get that. But I worry so much that we're concentrating so much on cow farts or trying to make expensive plant-based meat, you know, and chicken, that we're not really addressing some of the prevention and some of the fail-safes. I mean, when, for example, with COVID, all right, did we have enough hospitals? Did we have enough medical providers? We didn't. And so there's going to be another pandemic. The World Health Organization said COVID wasn't the one they were talking about. There's going to be another one. They had called it X a few years back. Are we prepared? Do we have N95 respirators for everybody? I mean, we seem to be talking about, okay, well, everybody needs a mask. Everybody needs to be 6 feet, so, you know, social distancing. And nobody stood on those dots. I've seen those dots. I still see those dots everywhere. Nobody stands on the dots. And so even at the airport, they weren't standing on the dots. You know, they were pretending, well, with my suitcase and all that. I don't get it. You know, I like to stand on a dot, but some people don't. Maybe they worry about the whole, you know, coyote and roadrunner thing. They think standing on the dot, something bad's going to happen to them. But we spend so much time being political and trying to say, look at what we're doing to save the earth, that, you know, do we have enough shelters? Do we have, if we have a Fukushima disaster here in America where a nuclear reactor, right, falls apart, do we have bunkers? Are homes built such that there are things people could have in their home to bunker down and protect themselves with? Do we have means for people to have generators if there's a power outage? These are things that I think money and infrastructure needs to be spent on. And maybe I'm too much of a prepper, but I just don't understand how all this money and appropriation is going to, you know, well, how do we figure out how to lessen our carbon footprint? That's nice. But a hurricane is going to be coming in another week or two. Or there's going to be another wildfire. Or there's going to be a tornado. I mean, I don't know if there could be a sinkhole and or there could be a building collapse, and we're going to talk about what's happening in Miami and some of the real estate there. I really believe that we need to focus some of our attention on how the average family, the Smiths, the Joneses, the Jacksons, the Youngs, what the average family can do. If there is a pandemic, if there is an earthquake, if there is a natural disaster, are we trained? I know in California we had to do these drills where if there was an earthquake, you go under our desk and things like that. So, you know, most people in the local areas know roughly what they do, what they could do. But what do you do if your house is destroyed? Do you have a tent? Do you have a go-to place? I mean, when I've taken a cruise, they make you go to your muster stations, I think. Is that what they call them? Where you are assigned a boat, and that's where you go if, God forbid, there's an emergency. And you go to boat number two, or you go to boat number four. And so, maybe these are the things we need to do. I mean, all right, you know, if this issue happens to you, this quadrant goes here, this goes here. We have places in, I don't know. I just don't see a lot of people talk about prep of things. And it's like, well, if it happens, it happens. We're going to deal with it. We'll have FEMA. We'll spend money and we'll recoup. I just don't know if that works. I don't know if people are convinced that that's the way, you know, so. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Taking your calls and your questions at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.